What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can I tell the story about New Orleans later? All right. We get that green light, Carl. That's a good one.
It is. I'm glad you asked. Usually you just go there.
I think it was before you got married anyway.
That's true.
Yeah, it's it. Chris, real quick, as we get to the dog report, we'll tell you what's going on.
Yes,
so
sir.
We're down in New Orleans for a Falcons game, the Hoff trustee, and so Akeem, my buddy, who kind of looks like a poor man's Charles Barkley. We actually did have him signing kids' basketballs one time at the Frog in Billerica. We were coming around the bend. The kids goes, is that Charles Barkley? We're all smoking cigars.
You bet.
I go, please don't hassle him, okay?
No.
The next hole, they show up with basketballs. So he's looking online on his phone. What does a Charles Barkley autograph look like? But anyway, we're down in New Orleans, and he'd hooked up with a young lady, and he couldn't get her out of the hotel room.
Oh,
and so,
I am glad you asked before you told the story.
Yeah, he's on the phone. And so I land in New Orleans, and I call Brian. I go, hey, where's Aki? He goes, he's at the airport. I go, I thought he flew in yesterday. Yeah, long story. And anyway, met this lady friend, couldn't get rid of her. And the only way he could get out of the situation was for her to drive him back to the airport and pretend he was leaving New Orleans.
Wow. You know what? Congratulate, because you know what that means?
Oh, I know what
Carl
that means.
Yes. You know what that means?
I know what that means.
That's a damn good job.
Keep putting in work, son.
That's what that means.
Quite the effort.
I can't even laugh. I keep putting in work.
You know, that was a life-changing experience.
I mean, how good do you have to be to fake your own disappearance to get out of a situation? You know,
I'm just saying.
Kudos.
And that was
Can you imagine,
time.
Baby, I don't want you to leave. but I got friends waiting on me. Can I go with you? No, I mean, we're going to go out to eat. I want to go with you.
Well, you know what the exit strategy needs to be? You know what you tell? You'd be like, babe, just do me a favor. Go down the hall, get me a Gatorade and some ice, and come back.
She had the car, though, right? Is that what
I don't even know what this was. All I know is the guy we're supposed to hang out with, he actually, even though he got to the New Orleans 24 hours before me, gets to the hotel 5 hours after me. So you figure that out.
Can you imagine? All right, baby, I need you to drop me off at the airport. Oh, you're leaving? Yeah, I got to fly out. Soon as you get dropped off, you're just standing there on the curb waiting for her to leave so you can get another ride back in the town.
It's like that episode, the second season of The Sopranos,
yes.
when Gigi has to shoot Parisi's brother. It's so same thing. He's got an empty suitcase. Goes right through the revolving door at Newark Airport.
Oh
man, on that note, let's talk about the dogs.
Jason Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
Hey, man, this hour of the program is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. By the way, Aki's kid, I think he's in like the 150th height percentile. He's like, how old is he now? What is he, 8? 9, yeah. And the kid is like 6 foot. Is he leaning towards Georgia Tech or Georgia? I'll hang up and
he's
listen.
Already been offered.
I hope he's got a jump shot. You better work on that. We talked to, again, who was the young man we had on yesterday from Georgia, the point guard?
Silas.
Silas Damaris, a great kid. That interview's online, by the way. Huge game for Georgia this weekend against Auburn. I know they got beat by Tennessee, but they're 2-2 in the SEC. And as you brought up yesterday, talking to Silas, the SEC is stacked.
It is. It's loaded with quality teams that have a real chance to win the national championship.
Right.
From Florida to Tennessee to obviously Auburn, who's the number one team in the country. Georgia, as we said, is ranked. You know, there's Kentucky. I mean, it's just and the crazy thing is these are not all going to be one and done teams.
No?
Once they get there. So
right.
I'm looking forward to the tournament as always, but I think this could be a special year for the SEC and a run for multiple teams to get deep.
And hopefully this is a year that it's again. I think there's a progression we talked about yesterday, you know, with Coach White that this
Ole
is
Miss
year.
Too. I don't want to leave them out.
You're right. And I mean Auburn,
Alabama.
I mentioned and hopefully they can handle Auburn's athleticism. You want to talk about above the rim, perimeter jump shooting, they got it all. It literally I said to Carl, it was like watching like the Harlem Globetrotters and one video when they were dispatching Miss State the other day over in the Plains. But speaking of the Dogs, the big story today for guys who haven't had a chance to be on the internet or just you know you're busy, you're doing stuff. You work for a living. The story came out earlier today that a former Georgia quarterback, Buck Ballew, goes on his show and states he is hearing that Mike Bobo is stepping away because of health concerns. And then we immediately go into, whoa, what the heck is this about? Where's this coming from? We reached out to Rusty Manziel. He joined us earlier, and he said there's no truth to that. Now, I don't know where Buck got his information. I don't know. I know that we heard from Rusty that apparently Mike Bobo, Carl, is in South Florida recruiting. And also perhaps, you know, maybe influences the transfer portal decisions.
So, one thing, and I think hardcore Dog fans know this. I don't know if casual fans know this. Mike Bobo is a great recruiter. Has been, continues to be. Part of this offensive coordinator job and, hey, I'm not sure if he's calling the right place, that is certainly one aspect. But, Mike, this dude can recruit.
Right.
And that's not coming from just people around him. That's coming from people that I've heard who have recruited against Mike Bobo. When he went to Colorado State, Mike, he was pulling guys out of the South, and people were like, that kid wasn't even thinking about Colorado State. Bobo has game when it comes to that. So Kirby knows what he's got with Mike Bobo and how he goes about his business. But to your point about the health concerns and all this stuff that we were talking about as we started the show, I just feel like it's unfortunate. It's just another distraction, maybe not to Kirby because he's got so much going on. But, you know, it's one of these things where I don't have time to answer this. Like, we're trying to get the best kids we can right now in here. You just talked about he's in Florida trying to pull a quarterback, as Rusty was talking about. Texas, you know, has this kid right now, but it looks like he may turn. Who knows? But the fact is that's the intrinsic value of Mike Bobo. He can flat-out recruit. And for those of you who don't know this, Randy Mack has a special relationship with him. Ask Randy about how good he is as a recruiter. When next time you run into him or you talk to him, he will be the first one to tell you as well. I've heard this from other coaches who've recruited against him. So, Mike, I think that's a big part of this. Bomo's not looking to go anywhere. He doesn't want to go anywhere. God forbid he doesn't have any health issues. I think he's back, but I think they got to get better in certain positions to help him. And I do agree with you. They just didn't run the ball this year. And that to me was the fundamental issue. We thought this would be a run the ball, foundational, and it just never played out
that
way.
And a lot of that goes back to what we talked about with Rusty Manziel in the 2 o'clock hour. You can rewind on the Odyssey app and check it out. And look, these are hard decisions you have to make to compete in this incredibly more competitive than it's ever been at the top of the top 25. And if Stacey Searles, who's, again, a good recruiter, but apparently, you know, let's be honest, Georgia in the trenches, it just wasn't there. Sam Pittman was amazing. Matt Luke was great.
I think Pittman, to me, was better than Stacey.
I think way better, and I think Matt Luke's, and we didn't know about Matt, but Matt continued. Yep. He lost whatever it was, the interest for a minute, personal decision, whatever. He's back in the game now, but unfortunately, there's been a fall off. It's been precipitous when it comes to the offensive line based on, use your eyes, what you know you saw in the Ole Miss game. Old Miss was doing the same things Notre Dame was doing. You saw the Kentucky game, which is kind of a red flag to start the season.
Yeah.
You know? Now, the good news is, you know, if you're Kirby, you can still get those recruits. But, man, I just think you've got to be looking to upgrade at every position. But if you're looking, if you're not a fan of Mike Bobo, I don't like sometimes how he lets the game dictate what he's – I think he should dictate more of the game, run the football. Either way, he's not going anywhere. So the person, Buck, that started that rumor then later doubles down on social media going, I sure hope those rumors aren't true. Well, you started the freaking rumors. Either way, go figure that one. Ronnie Nabalsi, that story's behind a paywall, but he also gets a little more in-depth on how Mike Bobo, from his sources, isn't going anywhere. Speaking of Trevor Etienne in the run game, Etienne not getting a great grade from scouts. Mel Kiper has him amongst his top 10 running backs, but it's like, I hardly knew you, Trevor Etienne, this year, and I know you have some tape from Florida, but not sure where he's going to fall in the NFL draft.
Yeah, I wanted him to come back. Selfishly, as fans, we fall into this, right, where we think another year would do him good. Sort of like Carson Beck. To be honest, I think he made the right decision. It's not at Georgia, but another year would do him good. Is he talented? Yes. Explosive? At times. Is he by...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Far the number one running back coming out this year. No, the kid out of Boise State is, Ginty. And I think when you start talking about running backs, Mike, hate to say it, dime a dozen, in the NFL, you're already talking about third round.
You ain't lying.
Right? And so if you're not special, Bijan, you're not special, Saquon, you're not getting into the first round. So I'm not saying the kid's not an NFL player, but I'm kind of with the scout evaluators on this when you talk about what exactly is Etienne. And, you know, you don't look at his brother and go, well, that's what he's going to be. Right. You can't say that. You say that about James Cook?
Right.
You can't say that. So,
you know, we've talked about, Georgia recruiting and just, you know, where you're at. How many guys, Jeff Sentell did an article today in Dog Nation talking about where Georgia has, how many dogs are remaining from the last four recruiting classes. From the 2022, just 36 players left. That's 11 of the 30. From the 2023, which again, sign the times with NIL, the transfer portal, all that. Of the 2023 class, 14 of 26 are still here, just 54%. And luckily, 2024 is 100% until we find out otherwise.
Crazy.
There is another transfer portal window after spring football. So it's just, you've got to be able to pivot, got to be on, again, you've number one, you've got to have the X's and O's, but the Jibs and Joes, it's so fluid now, more like we've ever seen.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.